This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
It's Gary Taggy calling signals after a 67-yard march. Wiley stands at his own 24, waits for the snap. Rodgers deep for Nebraska. Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rodgers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's at the 45.
Calling the count, he turns, flips off to Rozier. Rozier turns, he's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown. Touchdown!
Simeon snaps to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger, and Nebraska takes the lead. It is history. 13-0.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Now, see, why would we play the Doug and Daddy Football Open today? Well, it's twofold. Actually, it's threefold. But the third reason, let's count backwards. The third reason is Daddy is out today. And you know, he hates the Huskers, so we'll play that. The second reason is, you know, after the day that we had yesterday, Husker football usually puts everybody in a good mood, and after the day we had yesterday, let's try and cheer some folks up coming out of those storms. And the number one reason we played that is I was probably going to be late today. So, you know, trying to get things done from the storm last night and trying to get here and maneuver through the city, you know, I'm not a very good planner. I'm just not a good planner, but I do not mean that in any way. They are kicking butt. Getting Kearney back on ground. I don't care who it is. And again, this is again one of those where, you know, after something in the world or locally or state-wise affects how things are going on and maybe changes your day or your week or how things are going to be going in the very near future for you, sports always kind of a back burner deal. But you're listening to ESPN because you want to listen to sports. And I think we're far enough along now that, you know, I like what I heard from Stan Klaus earlier today, the mayor of the city of Kearney. Major inconvenience. He used it time and time again on interviews throughout the media and the papers and the TVs and radio throughout the morning. And I think that's right on. And Daddy's not here today, but saw some of the damage. If you saw most of that footage that you would see either locally or nationally on TV last night involved the overturned cars, the imploded workout area at the Stratford Apartments in Kearney, which is four blocks from where I live. And luckily, nothing happened. And I believe, luckily, we went out as a radio station last night, me and the boss surveying as we were trying to get power back on and seeing what we could report and all that to our network of stations, and I'm sure some of the folks in Hastings heard some of the reports as well as we are working here in Kearney. But you know what? Very fortunate. As bad as this was, it makes me think of the people in Kansas last year, the people in Iowa last week, the people in Minnesota. As kind of crazy as people get, I can't even imagine what those people are going through that actually were devastated, because as bad as it was in Kearney, it wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't. A lot of those, a lot of the winds and a lot of the tornadoes that touched down weren't the extreme, you know, of the extreme variety, like you saw just earlier this month up in Windsor, Colorado. I believe that was a F4 tornado that ripped through there. And like you mentioned, Hallam and all of those were, I mean, extreme examples of tornadoes and extreme examples of storms. But as bad as it was last night, I think you're right, Doug. It could have been a lot worse.
I guess all this did is some people saw the tornadoes last night. Some people saw the wall clouds. People are getting smarter when it comes to meteorology, but I think they're also getting dumber because they're not afraid of these things, and you've got the storm chasers that are glorifying it. I mean, you've got storm chasers that are out there doing good things, trying to learn about the storms so that proper warning can be made and so on and so forth. And then you've got idiots. But it seemed like last night when the power was out in most of the town, you know, sun's out, storm's over, power's out. Well, what do you want to do?
Go for a drive.
Let's go check her out. And you know what? I can't say. I mean, yeah, I can say that we were doing it from a work standpoint. But you know, I was as curious as the next person. And you know, I'll tell you this right now: I don't want to play right field up at Memorial Field in Kearney, because if the ball gets hit over your head there, you're going to have to go not only to the outfield grass into the warning track, and then you're going to have to go down the hill through the trees, across the street, over to the skating rink in the park and try and find the baseball, because the right field fence totally gone. So I'm guessing a lot of things called off there for a while. But again, I'll tell you what, Kearney was up and going. I guess maybe the ice storm helped. Maybe some of the heavy rainstorms that we've had in the past have helped, because it seemed like they were prepared. And I'm sure somebody somewhere is bitching and moaning because their day got inconvenienced today. Well, again, feel fortunate. For as bad as it looked, and I guess I'm the next guy. I'm watching Seth Denny. I'm watching Kent Boughton last night. And, you know, it looked like Overton was going to get wiped off the face of the earth. And I'd be interested to hear from anybody from Overton today, 1-888-455-ESPN. I mean, did it just rain in all these other places? Because all I'm getting is Kearney and Aurora seem to be the two places that got hit by some tornadic activity, and Grand Island a little bit as well. Kearney, Aurora, and a little bit in Grand Island. We'd be interested to get your email at the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-ESPN. And again, it's not going to be all storm talk, and we're not talking hockey. We are talking the storm from last night, but I'm not going to label this the storm of 2008. The tornadoes of 2008. Dun-dun-dun-dun!
Yeah, we need like an intro for this.
Dun-dun-dun! Devastation 2008. Let's just be thankful for what we have and the great people that are out there working hard today. The city workers, NPPD, all the power districts, you know who you are, and the people that are grateful for what you're doing know who you are, and just keep up the great work. That's all we can say. It's work. There's some days you don't have to do a darn thing. You drive around the truck and you try to keep everything going, and then this is where you earn your cash. And so best of luck, and keep up the good work, because guys and gals, we sure appreciate it, from answering phones in the offices to being in the cop shop to trying to figure out yourself, what do I do next? Just love what you're doing out there, and sure appreciate it. 1-888-455-ESPN if you want to chime in on the show today, 1-888-455-ESPN. Among the guests today on the program, Bob Jensen's going to join us. They're putting together Huskerland Prep, and on the website they've been featuring a few articles to kind of get your appetite going, but most of the research is done. And going to talk to Bob about, you know what, all you're doing right now is going off what everybody did last year. Where between now and the first game this August/September will these teams get better? And then maybe the teams that surprise, the teams that always give you the surprise, the teams that improve more than you would have thought, was possible, and maybe the teams that are going to get crushed by graduation and have to rebuild. We'll talk with Bob about that. I want to bring up the Shrine Bowl to Bob, get his thoughts on that. That's coming up, eight-man All-Star game and a variety of other Western Nebraska and just kind of what's going on in the world there. And, of course, Central City, not being far from Aurora, we'll catch his Storm update as well. But he's going to join us a little bit later on in the show. We'll hear some comments from a Nebraska baseball coach, Mike Anderson, in his press conference yesterday. The Huskers getting ready to take on Eastern Illinois at 1:05 this afternoon in the first game of the NCAA tournament. You'll hear all of Nebraska's games on our sister station, 1230 KHAS, and on the FM side of the dial, the Breeze 94.5. Then tonight, Oral Roberts will be in action as they take on UC Irvine and the Anteaters. That's at 7:05. Same game times tomorrow, 1:05 and 7:05. The elimination game will be the early game, and the winner's bracket game will be the evening contest. And then you're looking ahead towards Sunday, also 1:05 and 6:05, your go time. And that 6:05 game could be the last one, but since it's double elimination, if the unbeaten team is beaten there, then Monday afternoon at 1:05. If Nebraska's playing Monday at 1:05, I venture that we may be doing the show from the road.
Nice.
Just a thought.
I'm sure Daddy would be up for it.
By the way, Daddy out of studio today. And again, if you know Daddy, this is not a surprise. If you don't know Daddy, where's Daddy? Where's Tony? Who cares? He's getting ready for a fishing tournament. And supposedly on his way to the lake at 5 this morning. No worries for Tony.
Yeah.
No worries for Tony. My cable's out. My internet's down. Oh, crap. The world's ending. No worries. I'm going fishing.
Wonder what that storm last night's going to do for the fishing.
What do you think as a semi-expert?
I don't know. Tell you the truth, it's supposed to be good before. It's supposed to be good before a front, but yeah, you imagine it would make the water nice and murky and probably slow things down a bit.
If there was a storm and you were on the lake, would you want Daddy in your boat?
Absolutely not.
I would think that it would be the last boat to tip over, though.
That's true.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're going to take a break, come back, hear a little bit of Mike Anderson's press conference from yesterday after their practice, and Bob Jensen coming up a little later on in the show. Again, if you want to chime in on what the storm did to your area, we'd love to hear from you as well. Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com or 1-888-455-ESPN. Back after this.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Danny Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center provides a continuum of physical therapy care, including treatment of neck and back pain, post-surgical rehab, women's health, and pediatric services. Walk-ins are welcome to our facility located in the Kearney Clinic building. Family Physical Therapy.
We understand what's always on Husker fans' minds, and that's Husker football. And that's why this next Tuesday, June 3rd, Hastings Kino's Bar and Grill, two-time Nebraska Sports Writer of the Year, Husker Illustrated Insider, and sideline reporter for the Nebraska Sports Network, Sean Callahan, is in the house. Sean will show a short video of the spring game, give you a position-by-position breakdown of where he thinks the Huskers are at in his mind, and take all of your questions. Hastings Kino Bar and Grill, 7:30, June 3rd. Dollar long neck specials all night long, and Sean Callahan's in the house.
This is University of Nebraska Kearney baseball coach Damon Day. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures around 86. Winds out of the northwest develop at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, a low near 56 degrees as winds become light and variable up to 86 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Here's the Crossroads Ford Bargains of the Week. 2004 Mercury Grand Marquis LS. It's loaded, has leather, $10,900. 2006 Ford Explorer 4x4 XLT has the third row seat. Stock number 597, now just $16,900. Look at this, a 2004 Chevy 1500 Silverado pickup, now just $12,900. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Doug and Daddy Show, glad you're with us on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 and the World Wide Web. Anywhere that you can get your computer to work, ESPNSuperstation.com Always love to hear from folks on the line, on streaming, wherever it happens to be. And you know what else after a day like today? As long as your grill didn't blow away, you are set because Kerry and the gang didn't blow away either at Troutman's Quality Meats across from Bob's Superstore on Highway 30 right here in Kearney. Troutman's Quality Meats is a grill's best friend, and the power is on at Troutman's. Fresh sausages out of the smokehouse today, jalapeno brats, hot Italian, and hot link. They'll blow the back of your head off. They pack some heat. You like it a little warm? Hot link sausage. Check it out today. All the grill seasonings you could ever want or need for your burgers, because they're the best ground beef in town, ground fresh daily. Steaks, USDA Choice Creekstone Farm Steaks, or your fish, whatever it is, they've got it all at Troutman's. If you're just looking for snacks, they've got the cheese, they've got the snack sticks, they've got the dogs, anything that you can take with you, whether you're going to the lake, whether you're going fishing, golf course, camping, wherever it may be, shut the kids up in the back of the van, throw on the DVD, and give them some Troutman snack sticks. They are good to go, people. They're all vacuum-packed, ready to go for you. See Kerry and the gang, where the power is on and the hot links are ready to pack some heat for you. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, across from Bob's Superstore. T-Bone out front to greet you in Kearney.
I have to go over there and pick up some brats, get a little taste of home.
Yeah, now compare, just because that's totally off the path of what we're talking about.
Yeah,
though.
Sorry. That was
but
blue.
As I'm pulling something up here on the computer, compare, you know, we have brats here, you know, and
not then quite
you,
the same,
you grew up in Germany. What's it? You know, what's the big difference there?
In Germany, there's
you eat
a lot
them
of
raw there.
No, of course not. In Germany, there's a lot of pork. You eat a lot more pork products than you do beef in Germany. So basically, all the German bratwursts are made for the most part of pork, and they're grilled. A lot of them are grilled. Some people boil them. I wouldn't go in that direction, obviously.
Boil the old timer.
No, they come out looking blue, and it's kind of not real appetizing looking. But they're mostly made of pork back here. They're mostly beef, obviously, like Johnsonville brats and stuff like that. Those aren't like real looking.
I don't want real looking brats.
I don't either. I go to Troutman's to get my brats for sure.
Exactly.
No Johnsonvilles.
That's exactly. We're going to Troutman's. Mike Anderson and all the coaches yesterday that are in the Lincoln Regional, the NCAA tournament, addressed the media after practice, and here's some opening comments from Mike Anderson as they get ready for Eastern Illinois today.
You know, I just told the group of kids right after practice that I said this down in Oklahoma City, that this entire week was going to be devoted to making sure that these kids felt confident. I always feel like that's my job as a head coach, is to bring confidence to these young men. So Sunday, coming back from the Big 12 tournament, you know, trying to put a strategy together to make sure that they felt confident during the week and could go into this tournament, you know, feeling good about themselves. And I realized yesterday after practice and then again today that the whole time that I was trying to work on building confidence, these guys were instilling it in me, in them, meaning they had great energy. I thought their workouts were great, and it just felt really good about their preparation. So, pretty resilient group, and just an incredible group to be with, fun group to be with throughout this entire year. And there's always surprises, and this was a good week of surprises for me that they continued to do that. So, I think we're ready to go against Eastern Illinois, and we understand that the overall regional is a very tough regional. Got our work cut out for us, and very coaches cliches, but one step at a time. We've got our work cut out for Eastern Illinois, and see what happens after that, and then we move forward. So,
that's Nebraska baseball coach Mike Anderson. Some comments. We'll hear more comments here in just a second. But, you know, I think he has to take the party line. You know, he doesn't really want to address the losing streak that they are on or the struggles they've had over the last couple, 3 weeks. He wants to keep upbeat, trying to say the kids are upbeat. They appear upbeat. I think the team needs a boost of confidence, though. I think they need a good game, a real good game today. I think they need to go out and win this 10-1 today over Eastern Illinois so that they're confident in the pitching from Dan Jennings and whoever else they bring in, and that they're confident in the offense that they can hit the baseball so that when they play tomorrow, hopefully in that winner's bracket game, obviously. I mean, they lose today, it's over. They are done. And we didn't quite get to this yesterday, Tony and I, when we were discussing this, but I believe that Nebraska's entire season will be defined by what happens in Lincoln this weekend. They got out, I mean, they had such a much better season than anybody anticipated. No one. Over under 40 wins? You psychos? Give me everything on that. There is no way. Give me 30. They're going to have a hard time getting to 30 wins. This team blew by 30 wins a month ago. But now they've struggled a little bit and still have a very good record at 40-14-1 heading into today's game against Eastern Illinois. But I think if they get to the Super Regional, it is a successful year. No one thought they'd get to a Super Regional. In fact, even as this year went along, it was, well, will Nebraska position themselves to host a Super Regional? Well, they didn't, and that's okay. Then they'll go down and probably play that two out of three game series at LSU. I expect to come out of that regional, which looks like a good one for them. But I think it's going to be defined. They get through this, they win this regional, then they did what they needed to do at home, beat some good teams. They'll have to beat at least a couple good teams to get out of this regional, whoever that may be, and move on from that point. If they lose, then you kind of go, it's like last year. I mean, that's what people are going to say, even though it's not like last year. They're going to say, well, they got off to a decent start last year and then folded, although they folded a lot earlier, and there were a lot of off-the-field problems with the baseball team. But if they win this, good feeling, super regional, we'll see what happens. We'll go compete with LSU or whoever. If they lose this, and in fact, if they lose it in an ugly fashion, it's going to be another head-scratcher about why Nebraska can't seem to put it together at the end of the season. I think one of the reasons is because of the competition that they played. Some of the teams that they played were a heck of a lot better at the end of the season than they were at the early point of the season. You look at the teams Nebraska was beating up on early in the season, they never got better. They didn't get better. Kansas State, Oklahoma, you know, the only reason they did well in the Big 12 tournament is because everybody kicked the ball around the infield and the outfield. I mean, some of the teams that they beat up on early in the season never did get better. But at the end of the season, Baylor overcame some injuries. They were a better baseball team. We got Texas at the right time, I think. And that's probably the standout of the entire season. Mike Anderson went on to make some further comments yesterday at his press conference.
We'll figure it out after we're done if this team's built for a regional environment. But what this team is built for is staying together and being resilient and being fighters. They're one of the best group of fighters I've ever had a chance to coach. They've got such a positive attitude and like I said, very resilient. They've been punched in the nose a few times this year, and each time they've responded. I think that's a life skill that they're going to have for the rest of their life, obviously. So with this particular regional, I think, you know, we feel confident in saying Dan Jennings. You got to put a pitching plan together that we think can go out and not only win, but hopefully win a regional. And we think we have that plan. We'd like to obviously have that thing kind of take place, and you go through the process of, you know, getting guys the innings that they need and where they need to fit in. And if that happens, then, you know, you're looking good. You've got to do the things offensively and defensively. There's three phases of the game. Again, for us to win a baseball game and to win a regional, I think we have to have good pitching. We have to have great pitching. We have to have solid defense, and we have to have timely hitting. It'd be nice to go through this regional and win games 5-3, 5-2. Might be kind of pressure on the coaches and the fans. But these kids have done it before, and so I think that's what you're looking for. That's kind of what we're trying to do.
Well, and in some of the same words that Coach Anderson has said the last couple of weeks as they get things. The big story, of course, going with Dan Jennings today. I think it's a good decision not to pitch Johnny Dorn today. You're trying to win the regional. The best chance you're only pitching Johnny Dorn once. The best chance you have to win the regional is winning game two. Yes, you have to win today, but Husker fan, face it. Nebraska doesn't win today, even with Johnny Dorn on the mound. If they don't win today, it's over and it doesn't matter. So get out there, win today, and that's maybe why some people say, well, then throw Johnny Dorn. No, you beat a team that you should be a lot better than today, and then you try and beat a team that is probably going to be almost your equal tomorrow, especially if it's Irvine. I think Oral Roberts is very good, but it would be a very interesting matchup to see that onslaught of great offense hitting 330 as a team take on Johnny Dorn, because I think it's something they haven't seen. It would be very, very interesting. And Coach Anderson asked yesterday if he thought he was gambling by starting Dan Jennings today.
I don't feel like it's a risk. I feel like it's the right move. Other people can categorize it as a risk or not, but I feel like it's the right move. Feel confident in Dan Jennings. Feel confident in Johnny Dorn. If it works, great. If it doesn't, we still feel confident in it. So I don't feel like it's a risk.
One other thing I noticed in watching the press conference yesterday, Jake Morton, Mitch Abeda were a couple of the players up there with Coach Anderson. They didn't look loose, and sometimes college kids, when they're put in that media spotlight, it's just a nerve-wracking experience for them. But Mitch Abeda has been interviewed quite a bit this year, and they said the right things. But again, that's why I think they need a big confidence-boosting victory today to show that they can get out of this regional. They need confidence put in them today. This is the big thing. 2-1 today doesn't get it done. Confidence needs to be built today by the Huskers. Best thing that can happen, get out early. Knock that freshman pitcher, Josh Mueller, out of the game for Eastern Illinois. Give Dan Jennings breathing room so he doesn't have to worry about keeping it to a one-run inning and that he doesn't have to worry about every guy that he throws to. It could be the one run that ties or gets the lead for Eastern Illinois. So game time, 105, and you can hear it on KHAS. You can hear it on the Breeze as well, and it's also going to be televised by Nebraska Educational Television. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and when we come back, we're going to catch up with Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep. We've talked a lot of baseball this week. Let's talk a little football. Bob will join us after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
AutoZone. If you've received your tax rebate check, do you know that investing in a car tune-up today can save you big dollars down the road?
Get in the zone.
The pros at AutoZone can help you decide what's best for your vehicle. For example, simply changing a dirty air filter can save you more than $150 in fuel each year. And replacing a faulty oxygen sensor can cut out 6 trips to the pump, saving $145 or more in fuel per year. So tune up with your tax rebate and save. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it, too, with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and Gold Bond Body Powder for your, you know, whether you're working out or just holding down the couch. You're a guy, and unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
Since 1950, Kelly Electric of Kearney has earned a trusted reputation for electrical installation in new homes and commercial buildings. At Kelly Electric, we can help you with any electrical problem, big or small. Whether it's home, business, or farm, Kelly Electric has an experienced staff person to troubleshoot the problem and get you back in operation as soon as possible. The next time you have an electrical problem or simply need a new receptacle, switch, or light installed, call Kelly Electric in Kearney for prompt and competent service today.
We understand what's always on Husker fans' minds, and that's Husker football. And that's why this next Tuesday, June 3rd, Hastings Kino's Bar and Grill, two-time Nebraska Sports Writer of the Year, Husker Illustrated Insider, and sideline reporter for the Nebraska Sports Network, Sean Callahan, is in the house. Sean will show a short video of the spring game, give you a position-by-position breakdown of where he thinks the Huskers are at in his mind, and take all of your questions. Hastings Kino Bar and Grill, 7:30, June 3rd. Dollar-long neck specials all night long, and Sean Callahan's in the house.
If you think your chance to instantly win a Harley-Davidson motorcycle is gone, the Nebraska Lottery wants you to know there's still one motorcycle left. Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. Play is good. Go play. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away.
Doug and Danny Show. Didn't even know you knew this song existed.
Oh yeah, I like some Paul Simon. Post Garfunkel.
You know, we try not to know our coworkers too well because it could scare us. And you know, you're really starting to concern me. I don't, you know, you said you kind of were in the basement last night.
Yeah, for the storm. just for about 2 minutes, and then I was all curious and had to go up.
Is your basement kind of like fully decked out? I mean, do you have stuff down there? Do you hang out in your basement normally?
No, actually, we live in an apartment complex, so downstairs it's where the washer and dryer and stuff are. So
cool. So you never hang out down there?
No, we never do.
Great place to hang out for lunch, the Chicken Coop, Grand Island in Kearney. They're ready to feed you, feed the workers. Maybe you're still without a little power today. And, well, go hang out at the Coop and watch Nebraska baseball this afternoon. They'll have it on for you at 105 on one of their 42-inch flat screens. It's the best place to watch sports in town. You can watch the Husker game. You can watch the Memorial Golf Tournament or whatever happens to be on the Golf Channel before that. You can check out Major League Baseball, NBA highlights from last night. Any sport you want. There's even some horse racing on at the Chicken Coop. And, of course, they've got great lunch specials every single day, Monday through Sunday. Yes, folks, open on Sunday as well. And every evening, great food and drink specials. Great selection of burgers, numerous pizzas to choose from, and, of course, their signature wings, chicken tender hoagies. They've got ribs. They've got fish. They've got salads. If you haven't been there, try something different today. Go in, try something different. Maybe you always go in and get a burger. Maybe you always try their pizza. Try something different because it's all good. And start your meal off with some great appetizers. I like the quesadillas as an appetizer, maybe some pub pickles, even some boneless chicken wings. If you're really hungry, get some of those boneless chicken wings, which they can make with any of the flavors that they put on the regular wings. And then, of course, you can also just follow that up with pizza or whatever you want. It is the Chicken Coop where there's not a bad seat in the house to enjoy great food and drink specials and to watch any sport you want at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney or Grand Island. We will be joined by Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep here in just a moment. Not a whole lot really going on in the sports world, which is good because it would have been overshadowed by the storm. But the NBA last night, big, huge lead for the Spurs, Derek. And
I'm getting disinterested in this.
Halftime. Hello, Coach Popovich. David Stern. It kind of had to be. He might have been at the game. It reminds me of the scene from The Longest Yard, where the warden goes in at halftime and goes, "You will lose by 21 points. You will lose by 21 points."
You know, though, maybe it's good that they lost because they were. I think the Lakers were going to finish them off eventually. So,
well, it's
get it over with, right?
You know, at the Spurs, okay, we are tired of you, but this is it. The Spurs are done. They're done. They will not be back deep in the playoffs.
Look at the team's too old. They're not athletic enough to keep up with some of these other teams. So I think you're right.
Unless they do the same thing they did during the strike year when Robinson was hurt and they got the first pick and got Duncan, so you could just tank next season like the Florida Marlins and get a good draft pick possibly. Tonight, game 6 in the East, the Celtics try to wrap things up at Detroit. I don't think that's going
to
happen.
I don't either. It goes to 7.
I think Detroit's going to win that. Also, Doc Sadler hires a new assistant coach and takes some blame for Robert Saleh not being eligible to play at Nebraska. We'll talk about that if we have some time in our last segment. But right now, from the home office in Central City, Nebraska, where Huskerland Prep, a worldwide publication, and on the World Wide Web at Huskerland Prep Rivals, something, something, something. Bob can tell us about that. Bob Jensen. Good morning, sir.
Duda, good morning to you.
How is Central City?
Well, Central City, sadly, is much better off than Kearney. And I guess before we get too far along in this mirthful conversation, I would like to say that we're certainly thinking about good people there in Kearney, what a horrible night last night was, and hopefully things will be as good as they can be, as quick as they can be.
Bob, it was so bad they canceled football camp today.
Now, wait a second. I mean, the storm's over, okay? I mean, let's get on with it.
Okay? Basketball camp on, football camp off.
Well, so. I don't know, but we were sitting there. I would also like to say a little something here while we're throwing things out here. I was really impressed with the work that people at NTV did last night, staying with that story. Now, we were watching the TV and not listening to the radio until we figured the TV was going to go off. They did a great job last night sticking with that story. And, it's a really tragic deal, but, hopefully, like I said, things will get straightened out quickly.
Well, we dearly miss our good friend Bob Geiger, but I'll tell you what, Kent Boughton and Tim and the gang out there, they sure do a good job, and I don't know how we keep Seth Denny around here. Thank God he doesn't want to move because he's just outstanding, the whole crew. You're right. You're right. And we gave some kudos to some other folks at the top of the show, but let's give some kudos to you. You are hard at work putting together the fall preview for Huskerland Prep, and, maybe an odd time to talk football, but not really. High schools
High school is out for just about everybody but a few of the Class A metro schools. And you have had a chance to do, I believe, all your research for the publication. And you're putting some of the information day to day to just kind of keep people going on your website, which you can plug if you would like. But what have you found right now? What's been interesting? I know you love to travel all over the state to get these stories for the Preview magazine. What's been interesting for you in your travels this spring?
Well, you know, as far as the travels have gone, they've yielded the usual requisite amount of coaches telling half-truths and no-truths about the quality of their own teams. One of the things that really I think people are going to find interesting, especially in your listening area, is there's a lot of movement this year between teams dropping from C2 into the eight-man game. In fact, we even had one drop from C1. To eight man, and a lot of movement between D1 and D2. There's going to be some schools showing up in some new classes, and as a result, new districts. It's led to some interesting scheduling. I guess one of the things you talk about the research, dude, or one of the things that is sticking with me is that Southern Valley will travel to Ord for a football game.
Too bad for them.
Well, you know, that's a long ways to go, you know, from, you know, St. Paul. I mean, but that's a tremendous trip. That's one of the most far-flung districts in any of the classes, short of the ones that are out in the panhandle.
But what an opportunity for the Eagles. I mean, you're going to – the kids from Southern Valley and the small communities around Oxford that make up that school, and a chance to take them to God's country and see what it's all about. And,
well, true enough. Yeah. You know, I don't know how – I don't know if they've got it completed. I know they're working on that statue of you, Duda. It's been in a work in progress now for
some time. It's a very small statue.
I'm sure that it will get finished sometime. But
the highlight for me, Bob, the highlight for me, and I have to chuckle a little bit, but let's face it, we don't make fun of kids on the program, and everything is cyclical. I mean, these schools that I'm about to bring up have had some state championships, maybe it's in other sports, and they have had some good times, but Gibbon and Ainsworth getting together, how beautiful is that?
Well, I tell you what, that is a classic game. That's an opportunity for both schools. I think what you're going to find Gibbon may struggle again this year. They're going to have to play some younger players. There's not a lot of depth at Gibbon. Ainsworth has got virtually everybody back on their team, and they're not going to win state or anything like that, but they got a chance to be halfway decent. I'll tell you, the game of the year, as far as I'm concerned, and we do make a list of what we perceive to be the top game, Conestoga, which dropped from C1 to 8-man. They didn't play JV games last year because they didn't have enough kids. They are going to play Lions Decatur Northeast, who dropped from C2 to 8-man and has won one game in 3 years. So, you know, I don't know. The NSAA, if nothing else, does have a sense of humor about this whole thing. I will say this. You know, there's some schools in the list. And of course, you know, that's pretty fertile territory for football where you guys do your, you know, the reach of your station, which is enormous, of course. But I'll tell you what, St. Cecilia is back to the trough. And I'm not so sure that this bunch might not be better than last year's. That's one of the real it's unfortunate. It just happened to be the way things went. But having St. Cecilia and Pierce play in the second game of the playoffs last year is probably one of the worst things that happened last football season. St. Cecilia was clearly, if not the second-best team in the state, then the third-best team. I think it was one of those deals where in the finals there you saw Bishop Newman play the game of their lives and had Pierce on the ropes. I think it was St. Cecilia had a chance to maybe play them again. It might have turned out a little bit different, but, you know, Pierce was a tremendous football team. St. Cecilia's got a chance to be that sort of good this year.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. He joins us every week during the high school football season from preseason to the state championships. Before we get into that, because I want to ask you about a couple of things that don't necessarily have to do with exact high school matchups, give me a surprise. What has surprised you this spring? Somebody somewhere is going to be better than they should be. And I don't understand. Like I said, at the beginning, I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, you can do is go off last year making the publication and talking to the coaches. You see who's going to have a lot of seniors back, who's going to lose a lot of seniors. But there's always somebody somewhere that's better than they should have been. And you don't know why that is, or if they just get better over the summer, or somebody moves in and helps them out. Who's that team that's going
to
go somewhere?
Well, I don't know if it's that team, but one of the first teams that jumps to my mind is Eustis Farnham. Eustis Farnham, a little team that snuck in the playoffs last year in D2 with a 500 record and got spanked in the first round of the playoffs. Very seldom, you know, I love high school sports, and you do too, dude. And one of the reasons you do is there are things that happen in high school that just don't happen in the NFL. For instance, Eustis Farnham gets into the playoffs and then goes to play its playoff game with a team that's ripped to shreds because the several of the key members of the team attended the national FFA convention.
Oh, man.
See, come playoff time, you know, you need everybody. They didn't have everybody. Well, they got everybody back. There's a team. Now, again, we're not talking about somebody that's going to win a state championship, but there's a team that's got a chance to turn around, even though they move up a class, and maybe win six games.
And maybe have
some good things happen for them. That's a team that was good last year that I think's got a chance to maybe go from being good to being exceptional is Axtell. And of course, you see Axtell all the time, dude, and you see him a lot of different sports. You know what I'm talking about when I say that they've got a whole lot of really good boy athletes in school right now. And not just seniors. That Peterson kid that plays in, Brock Peterson that plays in line for them is, I think, an all-state type player. I think Weston Gustafson is a kid that's going to be exceptional this year. And they've got a lot of pieces. I think, you know, you could be looking at a team there that goes maybe to the Final Four and going to a bigger stage. And again, this is just taking a team that was good and maybe going at least one step further, and that is Grand Island. Grand Island has got a lot of good football players back. They've got a nice mix of skilled players. They've got some good players back on defense. They got enough linemen to make the whole thing work. Braden Taylor, their linebacker, you know, you just don't find many 195-pound linebackers in Class A that are as good as that kid is. And Curtis Hudeberg, their running back, both those kids are all-state type players. They lost to the state champions last year and made them work to do it. I think the talk has it, and I have it from people that I respect quite a bit. This could be Grand Island's best football team since their state finals team in 1990. So, those are some things that jump out at me, at least.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll wait till the fall to talk about teams that might be taking a step back. I know that you've already written a story about Kearney, and a lot of people think that maybe the Bearcats are due to take at least a step back, not being a favorite to go to the Final Four. But we'll leave that for another day and let them look at the website about your story. Summer football, there's plenty of it out there. There's the Shrine Game, obviously. There's the 8-man All-Star Game next month. There's the Western Nebraska All-Star Game. There's going to be another 8-man All-Star Game with Kansas. I believe it's Kansas. And that's coming up this summer. I want to start, though, with the Shrine Game, Bob. Obviously, the Shrine Game is starting to take a hit because the Division I players are not playing in this game. And although I could somewhat understand it, I cannot understand why Steinkuhler and Okafor and the kids that are going to Nebraska, they're not going anywhere. They don't have an excuse not to play. I can understand the kids that are going out state. Your thoughts and how it is affecting the finest all-star game of any kind in its state in the Shrine Bowl?
Well, the kids that are going out state don't have an excuse. I mean, the Shrine Bowl is one of the most prestigious things a kid can have awarded to them in the course of their high school football career, because as anybody who knows, who follows this thing at all knows, that the Shrine Bowl is not about football. It is about helping kids, and it's about making sure that these hospitals have funding to do the magnificent work that they do. As a result, because the non-football factors are so important, it makes being a part of that game, you know, it is truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I mean, you go back and see all the great players, you know, Gale Sayers, Kent McLuhan, back when the thing first got started, and right up until today, there's a great heritage there, and I don't know. You know, things are different. okay? Things are different than well, frankly, they're different than they were 5 years ago, but they're certainly different than they were a generation ago. Kids' attitudes about all-star games and awards of any kind have you know, they're different. It's not so much like there's a sense of entitlement, but it's all comes with the territory now. It used to be, you know, you'd throw the pads on the second week of August and go through a week of practice and another week of practice and have a soap scrimmage and play a game, and that's what you did. You played the game. Well, these things are, there's a lot more, it's a lot more business-like. It's not business, but it's a lot more business-like than it used to be in a lot of places, and not just the elite Class A programs, but at virtually every level. Kids are putting in just enormous amounts of time, and when you talk about the great Division I players in our state, sure, they've got a little something at stake there. I mean, they've got a scholarship, they've got what could turn out to be a very prestigious college career in front of them. But it's a game, man. I mean, it's no different than the first time they line up in practice that they're given college. I mean, something could happen. Well, guess what? Something could happen when they get out of bed in the morning. this game, I guess that's a bit of a sore spot with me as far as the Shrine Bowl goes.
I can tell I caught a nerve here.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things where this is an important event. It is not just a football game. It is an event. It is something that those kids that have gone through it, you ask anybody who's ever been in the Shrine Bowl, taken that airplane flight to the hospital and seeing the kids firsthand, they're changed by it. And far be it from me to sit here and say, well, I know exactly what's going through Baker Steinkiller's head. I don't hardly know what's going through my own head. But I do know that, if all the circumstances are fairly equal, those kids need to play in that game.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep. Bob, we've got a minute left, and then we've got to get into some storm stuff here before we get out of here. So
sure.
I want to open the floor here. One thing that we haven't touched on that you do want to touch on.
Well, as far as football in general goes, you said earlier in our conversation this was a funny time. Well, again, it kind of ties in with what I just said. You know, football is a 12-month a year proposition for a lot of kids, and it isn't just the all-star games, but it's, you know, camp season is starting, not just the individual camps, the school camps, some of the 7-on-7 camps, and now we've got these performance camps that Rivals.com, a company I work for, is tied up in, working with Nike. There's all sorts of workouts, all sorts of programs out there that kids are involved in. Sometimes you worry it's too much. I mean, it is, after all, supposed to be for fun. And true, there are a handful. There are the Steinkullers and the Okafors and people like that. But there's a whole bunch of other kids out there that are playing a game. And I always worry that maybe we lose track of that just a little bit. And I don't know if I'm party to that, if you're party to that, of making this into more than just a game. But it is just a game. And hopefully we don't completely lose our mind about it and are able to enjoy it for what it is.
Well, Bob, we always appreciate catching up with you, and
Can't
wait to see you this summer, buddy.
Well, that's great. I will say this much, dude. The thing about The Longest Yard, the remake was just completely horrendous. I mean, I couldn't see any of it without thinking how bad it was in comparison to. But really, Eddie Albert was at an all-time high when he was in The Longest Yard.
He was
a sinister man. Shoot him. Game ball. All right,
Bob. It's a great movie. Now I got to go watch it. Bob, enjoy, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
You know it.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got some updated information from the city of Kearney as far as the storm, and we're going to pass that along to you, catch a couple more sports notes, and get you ready for Husker baseball, which is just a little over an hour away. In fact, for the pregame on our sister stations, The Breeze, 94.5 FM and 1230 AM KHAS, gets going at the bottom of the hour. Back after this.
Hey, this is Matt Schick, formerly of NTV and now with KETV in Omaha, Nebraska. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. These guys are wicked good, or in English, terrible.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Alan Coward, host of The Herd. You know, laptops and home computers are great. We've all got them. But everything you really need is generally on your office computer. Well, there's a solution. Use GoToMyPC to take your office with you wherever you go. That's right, take it home to your laptop. GoToMyPC is the easiest, best way to access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. It's easy, from any computer. Just log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears. It's like you're sitting at your office at home. You can access all your documents, all your programs, even transfer files. I use GoToMyPC. It's great. It saves me from going back to ESPN after my show. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today, an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. This offer only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin. Take your office with you wherever you go. Try GoToMyPC free today.
We understand what's always on Husker fans' minds, and that's Husker football. And that's why this next Tuesday, June 3rd, Hastings Kino's Bar and Grill, two-time Nebraska Sports Writer of the Year, Husker Illustrated Insider, and sideline reporter for the Nebraska Sports Network, Sean Callahan, is in the house. Sean will show a short video of the spring game, give you a position-by-position breakdown of where he thinks the Huskers are at in his mind, and take all of your questions. Hastings Kino Bar and Grill, 7:30, June 3rd. Dollar-long neck specials all night long, and Sean Callahan's in the house.
We'll see partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures around 86. Winds out of the northwest develop at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, a low near 56 degrees as winds become light and variable, up to 86 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Quick, Daddy, who sings this? Oh, he's not here, but I'm sure that's the same response.
He would probably say something like George Michael or something along those lines.
People all... Yeah, he's got George Michael on the brain. Who knows where else. Doug and Daddy Show, you can email us anytime, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com, 1-888-455-ESPN. You know what? You're cleaning up the storm, and that branch was a little bigger than you thought. You reached down, you yanked, and you went, oh, I just sprained my wrist. Oh, I dropped it on my foot. Some debris has smacked me. Well, folks, it doesn't have to be sports. It can be common everyday injuries that you need to go to Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to get better. Two clinics in Kearney, locations also in Ravenna, Elm Creek, and Bertrand. 15 years of experience in the community. They serve the athlete to the non-athlete alike with services that encompass a wide variety of therapy provided by highly specialized staff. They use state-of-the-art diagnostic and rehabilitative equipment. And wherever it's at, they're going to make sure that they are with you every step of the way. From the initial pain, the initial injury, to the success that you get when you're back on the field or just back at work or back in the yard enjoying summer. Family Physical Therapy, the staff committed to providing excellence and rehabilitation to all their patients. Over 15 years experience in the community. Again, two clinics in Kearney. Also locations in Ravenna, Elm Creek, and Bertrand. Family Physical Therapy. Doc Sadler yesterday making an announcement that he has hired an assistant men's basketball coach. Comes out of San Diego, has some very good international recruiting ties. He says now he's not just a recruiter of international talent, but right now that seems to be the only way Nebraska is going to get a big guy, Derek. Is, I mean, we had Marich, and that's great, but the big Americans are not going to come to the University of Nebraska.
Yeah, absolutely not. And hey, any recruiting help that Nebraska can get anywhere, I mean, any kind of little pipelines that they can get is always a good thing for the basketball program. Because, hey, we all want to see it succeed, but you're absolutely right, Doug. There's none of the big guys, none of the premier big guys in high school basketball across the United States are going to come to Nebraska.
Walter Ruiz, his name. By the way, I love that too, Derek, because, as you said, I'm absolutely right. And, you know, when I listen to the when I listen to the podcast and it's just Daddy, I never hear that. So I appreciate
no problem,
that.
No problem.
As long as they don't bring us another Richard Van Poltergeist. I mean, that's all that matters. We do have this release Before we get into that, we did want to say that Coach Sandler did say there were a lot of mistakes made, and about Robert Sally, quote, "I think probably it's just a and poor." He does use four times, poor job on my behalf and academic services and compliance. It's inexcusable. It's not the way we want to do business, but on this particular situation, we did not communicate very well. So you can find out more on the website, omaha.com, LincolnJournalStar.com. Have a couple of great stories up on that. We do have this from the city of Kearney before we get out of here today. The city of Kearney is in the process of assessing damage due to last night's storm. Various entities are helping in Kearney with damage recovery. The governor is visiting Kearney at this hour to assess the damage. City officials would like citizens to help in the recovery by informing them as follows. All parks in the city of Kearney are closed until further notice. This includes Harmon and Centennial swimming pools and the cemetery. Now, Cotton Mill Park and Meadowlark Hills Golf Course are open. I have been informed as well that the Kearney Country Club closed today due to some damage control, but Cotton Mill Park, Meadowlark Hills are open. Citizens are asked to use caution while driving through the city as there was a significant amount of damage to the traffic signals. In fact, a detour on the way to work today as they are working on those. So great job there. There will be no garbage, recycling, or compost collections today. The Kearney Regional Airport closed until noon. They're trying to get everything cleaned up there. 39th Street from Antelope Road to Airport Road closed. The city asks that citizens please conserve water. Not a good day, folks, to be doing 12 loads of laundry. Let's wait a couple days. I even thought of that this morning. I usually throw in a little laundry more. Not today. Okay? Think of that. Wait, if you haven't filled your pool, wait to do that till Monday. Conserve water. Citizens are asked to haul their tree limbs only to the street next to the curb. Don't put them on the curb. Citizens are encouraged to combine piles with their neighbors. Makes it easier for them to pick up. Do not put construction debris in with the tree limbs. The city will be opening up drop-off sites for tree limbs. The city will be placing roll-off boxes in designated areas around the city for debris. Citizens are encouraged to haul their own construction debris to the landfill. And finally, the city of Kearney will be reassessing the damage and will provide an update when it is available. If you need more information, you can go to the website cityofkearney.org. cityofkearney.org. All that coming down from the Kearney Area Chamber of Commerce. Again, can't say enough. We have a forum here where we can get on the radio and we can publicly thank the folks that are out there working. It's, you know, a lot of comparison to the ice storm just from the fact that it was a bad time. The ice storm, much worse than this, and we are lucky that the tornadoes that came through did not do more damage, and hopefully we don't have to worry about this for a long, long time, but it's part of living in Nebraska. And folks that are out there working hard last night, today, and into the weekend, and into next week, we thank you very much. And again, folks, if you need some help, get to the people that can help you. We want to thank Bob Jansen from Huskerland Prep for joining us on the show today. Monday, who knows? There could still be regional baseball, and that will probably have a lot to do with our show. We'll be talking baseball and a whole lot more. Enjoy the weekend. We're 1 hour and 5 minutes away from Husker baseball.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.